peace of Christ be with you. If you're trying to get someplace and you're not always sure where to go, what do you need? It's helpful to have a map, isn't it? A map is helpful because it is written and put together by people who have trod this geography before us. And it's trustworthy. At least a good map is. A map is helpful because it gives us a vocabulary of all the different places we might come along, the rivers and the towns, the mountain ranges, the different roads. It gives us a vocabulary. Maps are handy when you're on a trip because it also gives you a sense of the boundaries of where you're going to be exploring. And above all, a map is handy to have on a trip because it is always an invitation. The map is never the real thing itself. A map is an invitation to experience the rivers and the towns and the people. It is always for us a kind of invitation to discovery. This semester, as you know, we are having a little trip. We're going to explore the wide open and expansive landscape, the geography of hope. And to do that, our map is what? The Apostles' Creed. All right, here we go. We need to wake up just a little bit. Can I get myself a?
Amen.
Can I get on a Wednesday, on a hump day?
Amen.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to have a little fun here today. Our map this semester is a what? Is the Apostles' Creed is what we're after, what we're going to be studying. And there's a fundamental reason why we're doing this. We want this to be a durable map, something that we have engaged, we're learning from people who have gone before us. It's giving us a vocabulary. It's defining some of the boundaries, and it's an invitation. But there's a deeper reason why we are exploring the Apostles' Creed this semester. And that deeper reason has to go with a vision that we have at Hope College. And it is a vision that we hope that you take with you long after you are graduated from this institution. We have a saying in our campus ministry office that you'll often read when you come into chapel. Growing world Christians in the soil of hope. What I want to do this morning is connect why we are doing the Apostles' Creed with this vision that we have. And I want to walk, the way I want to do this is just simply walk through what we mean when we say growing world Christians in the soil of hope. I want to begin with the word growing. Repeat after me, growing.
Growing.
Growing. It comes from this deep vision that the poet of Psalm 1 opens with. Happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked or take the paths that sinners tread or sit in the seat of scoffers, but their delight, their joy is in the law of the Lord, and on this law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, whose leaf never withers, and in all that it does, it prospers. They shall be like trees, says the psalmist. The prayer book of the Bible opens with this fundamental image. And this image is in the first chapters of Genesis. It's in the final chapters of Revelation. A tree is mentioned by the prophets Jeremiah and Isaiah, by Jesus Christ himself. The prayer book of the Bible opens with this image. And whenever there's an image in Scripture that keeps coming back and back and back, pay attention to it. The idea of growing for us comes from this biblical vision of growing like a tree. And I love this for you because to grow like a tree is an encouragement to be patient, to grow slowly. You don't have to have this all figured out right now, today, by tonight. A tree grows in its place in a way that has a deep and long patience, and we want you to have that patience. We like the idea of growth of a tree also because that growth is invisible. A tree is growing all the time, but it never calls attention to itself. When you go outside of chapel and you look at a tree, it doesn't look like there's anything going on at all. Sometimes the way it looks like your neighbor or your roommate, or maybe you, it seems like there's nothing going on, but there is. Little by little, you're growing, and you're forming into something. Even though we can't see it to the eye, it's happening. And that tree growth reminds us that that growth is happening. And I like this image of a tree because a tree's growth is nourished by its roots. The deeper the roots go, the taller the tree can be. A tree with shallow roots doesn't last very long. We want you to grow, and the way we want you to grow is to sink your roots down deep and find the water table that nourishes the life. But what do we want you to grow into? It's not just obviously a tree, right? That's a metaphor. It's an image. But what we want you to grow into is what? World Christians. Say it with me. World Christians. We want you to grow as world Christians. We believe something fundamental. We believe something that challenges a lot of bad theology out there. And the bad theology is this, that this world, this place is something that God doesn't care about, that's destined to die, that's destined to burn away, and that all that God cares about is saving souls so that when we die, we can fly away. We do not believe that here at Hope College. And the Bible itself does not believe that. We want you to grow into what we call world Christians because we believe something fundamental. We take literally the statement in the Gospel of John that God so loved this world, and that insofar as this world is redeemable, it can be redeemed only by love, a love that is incarnate and indwelling in this world that ultimately leads to reconciliation through atonement with God. We believe something fundamentally, that that reconciliation and atonement has taken place in human history in the person of Jesus Christ. We believe that this reconciliation expands our vision to love everything that God loved. We believe that God so loved the world and everything in it, everyone in it. And what we mean by saying growing as world Christians is to love what God loves. The lamb, the lion of Judah has conquered. And when the lion has conquered, the saints, the four living creatures fall before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, and they sing a new song. Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive. Oh, no, that's not the song. They sing this song. You were slaughtered, and by your will you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and people and nation. Meaning that God's love encompasses the whole world. What we want you to have at Hope College is to grow into an imagination of God that is larger than ourselves, that takes seriously every nation, every people, that takes seriously law and medicine and politics. Everything that's happening in this world takes place within the campus of God's creation. We believe that God so loved this world, and in that world, you are in it. We want you to grow as world Christians. You know, in this room right now are Christians from every stripe. We have Protestants, and we have Catholics, and we have Greek Orthodox. We have storefront Baptists and Pentecostals. We've got, Reformed and Christian Reformed and Methodist and Presbyterian, and everything under the sun is kind of all gathered here together. And when there's so many different denominations, such a wide circumference of the kingdom, it's always important to remember that every circumference has a center. And this creed reminds us of what that center is. And that center is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The reason why we're approaching this creed in the way we are is that we want you to have a vocabulary and understand the boundaries of what it means to be a world Christian. Christianity is large and diverse, and it spreads from culture into culture, from language into language freely. Right now, Christianity is the fastest growing religion in all of the world. And we want you to grow into participating in that movement of God's reconciliation. And one of the ways we want you to do that is to know what Christians believe, to be able to articulate it for yourself, to internalize it into your soul and in your heart so that it translates into acts of love and injustice for all the world in Jesus' name. The creed gives us such a language. It's not the only language. It's not the only map we have, but it's a good map. It's one that has stood the test of time. We want to be able to join our voices with Christians from every tribe and language and nation. And every single day, every single week, this creed is said in all of these different languages. It unites us. Amidst all of God's diversity, there experiences a profound unity when we confess together what we believe. And that's one of the reasons why we are studying the Apostles' Creed, to nurture the imagination, the vocabulary of being a world Christian. We want to grow into being a world Christian because God so loved this world. But we want to do that here in the soil of hope, in this soil. Nothing grows in an abstraction. It has to have a context. It has to have a place. And within the providence of our Lord, God has put you in this place. God has put each one of you here to put your roots down deep so that you can grow tall. Nothing grows accidentally. It grows if the conditions are healthy. And one of the challenges for us here at Hope College is to make sure that each one of us is paying attention to make sure that our soil at Hope is healthy, which means that we are our brothers and sisters' keeper, which means that we pick up after ourselves, that it means that we are speaking words of encouragement and love, that we never neglect to gather together to worship. It means that we take our assignments and our studies utterly seriously because God so loved this world. The healthier our soil is in this place, the more we are going to be able to live into this new identity God is giving us in Jesus Christ. God so loved the world, but Hope College, believe it or not, is part of the world. Holland, Michigan is part of this world God loves, and we are here, and we have an opportunity to make this a beautiful place. We want to love what God loves, this world, but we want to do that within our place here. So as we live into this vision, let's always be mindful that we are doing that together in this specific community. And my friends, as you grow through life, you realize that moments pass us that we can take for granted. And let's not take for granted this soil, this place, the people sitting around you. Let's not miss the opportunity that God is inviting us into to live deeply in the soil of hope. And of course, hope is a double image. I'm not just referring to an institution, for Hope College does not exist for Hope College's sake. The world does not need another liberal art college that's a pipeline to privilege. What we need is to grow a people that will fly from this institution, north, south, east, and west, with an imagination of God that participates in this ongoing work of reconciliation for all the world, to live as a people of hope. That is why we are here, and that's why we're learning the Apostles' Creed, to grow deeper and deeper so that we can grow taller and taller, that God will use your gifts in some way, in some place, in this work that Jesus Christ is still doing. To do that, we believe, will allow us to grow as world Christians in the soil of hope. And I'm so excited I get to do that with you. Can I get myself an amen? Amen. Amen. All right, let's pray. Lord, we thank you that you are for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are even now pouring out your Spirit. And we pray you will pour out your Spirit on this Hope College, on this soil, that we will take our call to love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength seriously in every relationship, in every class, in every opportunity, that we will not hold back our love. Because, Lord, your healing happens in that love. Come, Lord Jesus, bless each one here as they have need. In Jesus' name, everyone said, amen. Go in peace, friends.